what it would effectively mean is that 90% of the people who are getting coverage on the exchange, aided by subsidies, would in all likelihood not be able to get that coverage, because most of them fall within income ranges where the purchase of insurance would be very difficult, if not impossible.
And so none of those people, likely, unless their income changed, would probably qualify for Medicaid.
That is correct. The people that we're talking about here are specifically not the people who qualified for the expanded Medicaid expansion. We're not talking about them. We're talking about anyone who is at that place, which is about $32,000 a year for a family of four, up to a household income for a family of four of about $90,000 a year. And that's who the subsidies affect.
What else could fix it? I know that at least this summer it was being thrown around that there might be an addition of a copper plan. Would that at all alleviate any of the stress? Or is it just, you know, these people are going to lose subsidies, and no matter what plan that they are on, it's going to be expensive for them to buy it out of pocket?
Well, I would see at least three potential scenarios that could fix this problem if the Supreme Court were to reverse. The first, obviously, is a fix at the congressional level, and you can be sure that if the Supreme Court does reverse, it will make a very, very emphatic point that if Congress intended for the subsidies to go to everyone, then it's a very easy fix. Congress can simply pass a bill that clarifies the issue and says subsidies should go to both federal and state exchange. And obviously there are political issues there, but political issues can sometimes be worked out in the form of deals. So that's the first possibility. The second possibility is the state of Illinois could establish an exchange. That is the most realistic of all. I think it's a wrong reading of the statute to say that you need to obtain money from the federal government and build your own website to the tune of $300 million a year to establish an exchange. That's not what the statute requires. The statute requires a plan for having access to a website, a blueprint for that. It requires the establishment of a separate entity to be the exchange and to govern it, and it requires an attestation or proof to the secretary that you will be able to do this in a self-sufficient way in terms of funding. None of those things require the building of a website. With the existence of the federal website, the state of Illinois could pass legislation that would establish that private entity to run it, that would create its own budget, that would charge user fees, that made sure it was self-sustaining and could get certified by the Secretary of HHS that it had established such a exchange. And so that is quite possible to do in the 2015 year, which would be the same year that the court is going to be coming out with its opinion. And the third possibility is simply that, and this is quite a, it has not really been hashed out or thought through in any of these cases, such as Burwell or King, but there are a number of states, including Illinois, that have actually attempted to establish an exchange and then ended up doing so in partnership with the federal government, as opposed to those states that have not lifted a finger to establish an exchange and had the federal government's exchange imposed on them. The statute does indicate that a state establishes an exchange when the secretary certifies that it has. So it's always possible that the secretary could certify that those people who are in partnership have in fact established an exchange. And so that's a third possibility, and that's one that would have to be explored if the first two didn't work out.
Can we talk a little bit about the ratio of people in Illinois who have been signing up for these plans versus people who have taken advantage of Medicaid? Are we at a healthy ratio?
We're not really going to know that, really begin having a good idea of that for about another 3 or 4 months. That's when the results from the first year of the exchange in Illinois are going to come in. And insurers are going to report that they either lost money, they spent, you know, the 105% of their premium went to medical related costs before even considering administration, or they made money. And if we find out that most insurers lost money, then we will know that the answer to your question was we didn't have enough young and healthy and we had too many older and sick. My suspicion is that's exactly what we're going to find for 2014. It is certainly the case that we did not come anywhere close in Illinois to hitting the targets that we thought were out there of people who were uninsured and who needed to get insured. But there are projections for this year that those numbers are going to increase significantly.
What could we do going forward to correct those ratios? Is it just a matter of more marketing?
Well, yes. I mean, this has been one of the theoretical problems of the Affordable Care Act from the beginning. The individual mandate was supposed to cause everyone to purchase insurance. And knowing that there are scoff laws, there was a carrot and a stick. The carrot is you can get subsidies, we'll help you purchase. The stick is that, you know, we will penalize you under the tax code. Of course, the problem is that the penalties under the tax code are so much lower than the cost, the out-of-pocket costs, even with subsidies, of insurance, that it turns out not to be much of a stick at all. In addition to which, the administration made it pretty clear that they weren't very interested in following up on using that stick. The real motivation to go out and join the actuarial pool and start paying your premiums in would just be the standard motivation that you want to make sure that you have insurance when you're sick. And so if some subsidies are available, then let's go out and get it. I think that marketing is really all you have left, kind of a cheerleader situation of, hey, Illinois, let's get covered, just like the name of the program, Get Covered Illinois. But beyond that, there's not much you can do.